And can you talk a little bit about what happened to the patient after that point?
So after the patient received the chemotherapy and radiation treatment, and then was given approximately 5 weeks before he ended up having the operation, the operation went well for the patient. He had an R0 resection, which means that there were no margins left. And in fact, the patient, after the operation, also did very well in terms of recovering from the surgery. And following that, he came back to us, and we put him under surveillance in terms of regular clinic visits, tumor markers, and also doing the scans at regular intervals following the surgery.
How did he do with the radiation therapy and capecitabine, incidentally?
The capecitabine was given twice daily for 5 days out of the 7 day week, only during the weekdays when they get the radiotherapy. He tolerated the treatment very well, and we didn't run into the problems of hand-foot syndrome, which sometimes can be complicating this treatment. So it did really go very well. We didn't have any real issues with him.
How did he do after he got through all this? What was his quality of life at that point?
The quality of life for him went well because he was now free from the cancer. It was removed, and the tests we did at the time didn't show any recurrence for a while. And the only thing was he did have some residual neuropathy from his original treatment, and it took longer than what we expected for it to really improve after completion of the 6 months of nab-paclitaxel and gemcitabine.
What happened to the pain as he went through the treatment?
So basically, after starting the chemotherapy, he did have a good response to the pain. His pain wasn't really clear at the time whether even it was due to the cancer or something else was going on with him. By the way, the pain he had didn't require much in the way of pain medications to start off with. And his pain was well controlled on small doses of opiates. And at the time that he started the treatment, we had him started on the pain medications. But within a month or two, I remember he was really feeling very well. He really went through the 6 months of treatment without having much pain at the time. So he's someone who we were encouraged to see that he was responding well. That's the reason why we pushed him to have the operation. He had both subjective and objective response to therapy.